Welcome to worship. Pentecost derives its name from the Jewish festival celebrating the harvest and the giving of the law on Mount Sinai 50 days after Passover. 50 days after Easter, we celebrate the Holy Spirit as God's presence with and among us. In Acts, the Spirit arrives in rushing wind and flame, bringing God's presence to all people. Paul reminds us that though we each have different capacities, we are unified in the Spirit that equips us with these gifts. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on his disciples, empowering them to forgive sin. We celebrate that we too are given the breath of the Holy Spirit and sent out to proclaim God's redeeming love to all the world. Welcome to worship. They gathered in quiet.
And then the wind picked up.
And their hair got ruffled.
And the Spirit, like little flames, danced above their heads.
And they all started talking in all sorts of languages.
It was loud and strange.
It was not quiet or peaceful, but...
in the midst of the confusion, they knew that God was behind it all.
God is here, too. Let us worship God.
ELW 627, O Day Full of Grace.
God, I hurt.
I hoard.
I shut down.
I strike back.
I stay silent.
I blame.
I critique.
I ignore.
I hate.
I judge.
And so I pray that you will heal me.
You will open my hands.
You will open my heart.
You will give me patience.
You will give me the courage to speak up.
You will help me accept fault.
You will show me what is good.
You will make me notice.
You will enable me to love.
You will kindle in me forgiveness.
This I pray.
This we pray.
Amen. Amen. Can you bottle a breeze? Can you blow out a forest fire? Can you help but breathe?
For those times we stifle your spirit, O God. For those times we ignore your whispers and shouts. For those times when we turn away from your wonders and miracles, forgive us.
The breeze is loosed on the world. The fire is consumed. We breathe deeply, for indeed we believe in and ask for your forgiveness.
Children of God, God's Spirit did not leave us after that first Pentecost. The Spirit is still with us, empowering us to know mercy and grace, forgiveness and service. In this Spirit and through Christ, we proclaim the good news.
We are forgiven. Alleluia. Amen.
ELW 396, Spirit of Gentleness. Thank you.
O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each of them heard speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jew and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my flesh, my spirit, upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Spirit and
Today's lesson is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 3 to 13. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 7. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord. On that first Pentecost, Jesus promised that people would be clothed with power from on high, caused 120 people to gather in anticipation of receiving the fruit of that promise. Imagine that, 120 people gathered and made themselves available to receive the power Jesus promised. They made themselves available for what God was about to do. They loved Jesus and believed his promise enough to drop whatever else it was that they had going on, to gather together in a room and wait for God to do something. On that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of God came upon them and enabled each one of them to speak a language they didn't know. The Holy Spirit came with an unexpected power to speak to other people, to speak to people outside of Jesus' group of disciples. The Holy Spirit gave them power to make disciples of all nations, just as Jesus said they should do. Jesus gave them a commission to go and make disciples of all nations, and then on that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of God came and gave them the tools they needed to do that work. The Holy Spirit that first Pentecost gave the disciples gifts, not talents and skills and abilities, but spiritual gifts. St. Paul goes on to describe those gifts, the gift of prophecy, of teaching and encouragement, the gift of the utterance of wisdom and knowledge, faith and healing, the working of miracles and prophecy. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, Paul describes other gifts given by the Spirit: love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, self-control, faithfulness. The Holy Spirit comes and gifts the entire church with gifts of the Spirit, gifts that enable human beings to listen to one another, to relate to one another, to have empathy and sympathy, to have compassion. And the Spirit empowers the church to act. That's what happened that first Pentecost. A group of people who loved Jesus gathered together and waited for the fulfillment of his promise. And the fulfillment came with unexpected gifts, ability to speak and the ability to love, the ability to spread joy and encourage, wisdom and knowledge, faithfulness, generosity. 2,000 years ago, that was enough for the young church to begin speaking with boldness in such a way that on that first day, Peter preached and 3,000 people became followers of Jesus. 3,000. What's happening this Pentecost? The Holy Spirit of God has never taken a vacation. The Holy Spirit always comes upon the followers of Jesus who wait upon the Lord, those who clear their schedules and make themselves available for what God is going to do next. God is gifting the church not with skills and talents and abilities, but with spiritual gifts, with love and joy, peace and patience, with kindness and wisdom, with knowledge, with the working of miracles and prophecy, with the discernment of spirits. As time went on, the early church became distracted and misled by many things, as the church often is, swayed by culture, influenced by politics. So much so that the writer of 1 John, who's thought to be the beloved disciple, one of Jesus' first disciples, and certainly there on that first Pentecost to experience the coming of the Holy Spirit, he wrote this in 1 John chapter 4. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Even then, the church needed tests. It lost its way. It couldn't discern whether it was doing God's will or not. And so John says, test the spirits. The same is true today. We should test the spirit of all things. We should test the spirit of our politics and our opinions and our positions, of the friendships and our agreements with other people. We should test our relationships and our conversations. We should test the spirit of everything to see if it's from God or not. But what is that test? Super simple. What's the fruit? Do your politics produce joy and love and peace? Are they concerned with the welfare of all people? Are your relationships producing harmony and exhibiting patience? Do you have self-control? And about the agreements that you make with other people, are they good and right and just? Is peace the result? Is love the result? That's the simplest test of all. Is love the result? And not just love for the people closest to you, but love for all people. Remember, it wasn't so long ago we heard Jesus saying, "We are one." All of humanity should be one, as Jesus and God are one. I often pray for the fulfillment of this prayer of Jesus and for the testing of the spirits. Can you imagine what kind of world we would have if the stock market asked itself, what's the fruit? If our governments asked themselves, is this the fruit of God's Spirit? Can you imagine if the fruit of God's Spirit were the highest value rather than profits, rather than position, rather than other outcomes that we often put ahead of these things? Go ahead, test for yourself. What's the fruit of today's actions? In that Pentecost so many years ago, that first Pentecost, 120 people gathered in a room together, dropped everything they were doing, and made themselves available for God. They were waiting upon the power of God to empower them to do the will of God in the world. And then they had to test their work to see if it really was of God. This Pentecost, I pray God finds us faithful. That God finds us dropping everything on our agendas and schedules, especially in this time, to wait upon power from on high. I pray God finds us gathered together, even though we're physically separate. That God finds us gathered together, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come and empower us, to make us speak a language we don't yet know, to give us power to make disciples from all nations, and to give us gifts, not talents and skills and abilities, but gifts, each and every one, and the good sense to test the spirit of all the things around us. Where we are lacking, O God, we pray you true us to your word and your will. True us in the ways of love and peace. Empower us by your spirit to be filled with joy and encouragement for others. Test our politics, and where they are wanting, transform us more and more into your image. Test our relationships. Help us to be kind and caring, to be patient and loving, to exhibit self-control for the good of the other. And test our work. May it produce the fruit of your spirit, that it might be a blessing to all. And above all else, O God, call each one. Call each one of us and give us the ministry that is ours to share with the world, that we each may be empowered by your spirit and filled with your gifts, to live and walk in unity with one another for the sake of the whole world and the creation that you love. In the name of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
From Renewing Worship, this is Renewing Worship 153, Send Down the Fire of Your Spirit.
Thank you.
In those days, says the Lord,
in those days after Jesus rose from the dead, in those days when no one really knew what was going on or what was going to happen,
in those days, God exhaled the Holy Spirit.
And when the disciples pushed out their fear,
and as dancing flames heralded the arrival of something new,
and as the birth cry was the cries of many languages, all understood.
In those days, the church was born, out of fear and fire.
With joy and awe.
The church was born.
Our church.
God's church.
Let us pray.
We call upon your spirit of unity, giving thanks for our different vocations. Activate and utilize the diverse gifts present in your church, that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call upon your spirit of life, present in air, wind, humidity, storms, and oxygen in our atmosphere, breathing energy into all things. Heal with your breath the whole creation, especially those who struggle to breathe due to air pollution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of righteousness. Wherever we as a people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Give each one of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call upon your spirit of healing. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call upon your spirit of comfort. Bring your mercy and your peace to all who mourn the deaths of Walter Dreger, Dennis Morey, Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Albert and Velma Holk, Maurice Manning, Shannon Hebert, Mary Ellen Maunula, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Phyllis Oakenfold, Lauren Wasson, Shirley Pepler, Joe Baer, Sharon Tager, Ron Kletke, and all who have died. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of friendship. As Elizabeth welcomed Mary to her home, give us a spirit of welcome to those whom we meet. Surprise us daily with unexpected grace, that we rejoice in every blessing you send. We especially pray for those who exhibit your spirit of hospitality, especially our Turkish Islamic community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of hope. As you have led your saints in all times and places, stir us in the desire to follow their example, leading us from death to new life in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of mercy. Bless all who work to contain the coronavirus, all who suffer from its effects, physical, spiritual, mental, and financial. Guide us in ways of peace as we reopen, and protect us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care through Christ our Lord, and with your people around the world of every age and place and time and language, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples so long ago. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
ELW 400, God of Tempest, God of Whirlwind.
Some births begin with a sharp pain.
This one began with a relentless, dull fear.
Some births begin with the breaking of water.
This one began with the dancing of flame.
Some births are met with tears and joy.
This one was met with wonder and a command.
Go out, be my people, live the good news.
Share, pray, help, sing, dance.
Be born anew.
Almighty God bless you this day and always. Amen.